There are things that become new in your life that you don't know that you will miss them as much as you do before, because you never knew them before. And then once they become part of you, even if it's just recently, when those things don't happen anymore, you realize that you missed them. I miss the posadas. I miss the posadas. Several years ago, I had the blessing to serve at a community, at a church in Vancouver, Washington, in which there was an English congregation, or part of the congregation was English-speaking, and part of the congregation was a Latino, Spanish-speaking community. And this is St. Luke's and Lucas in Vancouver. And the Spanish-speaking community, the Latino community, they initiated me in this thing of the posadas, which I knew about it, but I have never had the opportunity or the experience of the posadas. We have something similar in Puerto Rico. They're called parrandas, but not quite like the posadas. Posadas are celebrated in Mexico and in other Latin American countries, and the word posada means an inn or a lodging or a shelter. And they happen 9 days, they begin 9 days before Christmas, and they go all the way to Christmas Eve or to Christmas early in the morning. The posadas are a reenactment of Mary and Joseph's search for a place where Jesus could be born. And the way they work is you have coordinated with 9 households, and a group will go to your home, or you will have a group in your home, and the group will be divided in 2. One would be speak in the voice of the innkeeper, and they will be inside the house. And the other group will be outside the house, and they will speak on the word, the voice of Joseph, seeking shelter or seeking a posada for Mary. And they will sing to one another. En nombre del cielo os pido posada, pues no puede andar mi esposa amada. In the name of heaven, sings the group that is speaking on the voice of Joseph. In the voice of heaven, I ask you for shelter, for my beloved wife can go no further. And then there's a response from the people inside the house speaking with the voice of the innkeeper. This is not an inn. Get on with you. I cannot open the door. You might be a hooligan. And Joseph again, do not be inhuman. Show charity. God in heaven will reward you. You may now go and don't bother us anymore, because I will beat you up if I get angry. We are worn out walking all the way from Nazareth. I am a carpenter. My name is Joseph. Never mind your name. Let me sleep. I've already told you. We won't open the door. We request lodging, dear innkeeper, for only one night, for the Queen of Heaven. If the Queen is asking, what is it that she's out wandering alone at night? My wife is Mary. She is the Queen of Heaven. She will be the mother of the divine word. Is that you, Joseph? Is your wife Mary? Come on in, pilgrims. I didn't recognize you. May the Lord reward you for your charity, and may the heavens be filled with happiness. Blessed is this home harboring the pure virgin, beautiful Mary, on this day. And then the doors are open, and Mary and Joseph and the pilgrims comes in, and everybody sings together, enter, holy pilgrims, Receive not this poor dwelling, but my heart. For tonight is for joy, for pleasure and rejoicing. For tonight will give lodging to the mother of God, the Son. And then after this, a lot of great food comes out, which I think is my favorite part. There was no room in the inn, but room was made anyway. And that's what love does. It makes room when circumstances are not perfect, when things are messy. Love expands to the size needed because love is not a finite commodity. Love does not operate on the principle of scarcity or of not having enough, but on the principle of abundance, because we can never push God's love beyond its limits, because God's love has no limit. Love is eternal, ever growing, ever making room for us and for the world. And that's what the story of Christmas is about, the Feast of Incarnation. It's all about eternal, ever-growing love becoming flesh. And it might seem preposterous, but it's through this unimaginable gift of incarnation that divine life is present in the life of all of us celebrating here today. Friends, you are within arm reach. You're probably rubbing shoulders right now with someone who's been touched by this unimaginable gift of the incarnation. This is not just holy ground. Your arm reach or rubbing shoulders with a holy being. And it is this act of God becoming human that blesses all of human bodies, all of human flesh, and all of human endeavors. This is not just a holy place. You're within arm reach or rubbing shoulders with a holy being. Furthermore, the mystery of incarnation makes his divine presence in the life of circumstances of refugees who are seeking asylum. It makes his divine presence in the circumstances of people who are struggling with addiction. The mystery of incarnation makes his divine presence in the life circumstances of single parents who are working 2 or 3 jobs to provide for their young ones. And this divine life made presence in the life and circumstances of families who are anxious with deportation threats as we speak. It is this unimaginable gift, a mystery of incarnation, that life is touched, that our life is made worthy, right? Because the Word becoming flesh and living among us. In the incarnation, humanity made room for divinity, and divinity made room for humanity, just as that overcrowded house in Bethlehem and that overcrowded house in the Posadas made room for a family that it didn't have space for. Christmas is a story of miracles found when the mundane and the ordinary meet the extraordinary and the sublime, where God and humanity, against all odds, conspire to birth hope, love, liberation, and salvation into the world. Friends, our world needs people who can embody this Christmas spirit. We speak of a Christmas spirit all the time during the holidays. And our world needs people who can embrace the Christmas spirit. And that is the spirit of radical welcome and hospitality. The world needs people who can live out the faith that make room for each other with courageous, abundant love, rather than in fear, shutting and bolting tight the doors. So on this Christmas day, May we fling wide open our hearts and homes to be the shelter for others and for us amid troubled times. May we fling open our hearts and homes, providing welcome and love and protection for the holy to be born again and again and again. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad.